It's Friday, November 2nd, AD 2018. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A senior leader of the Tehreek-e-Labbaik party in Pakistan has called for the deaths of the Supreme Court justices there who acquitted Asiya Bibi, the Christian woman who had been falsely accused of blasphemy, reports International Christian Concern. The World View spoke to David Curry, president of Open Doors USA, about the positive precedent set by Asiya's acquittal.
Well, I think the positive precedent is that the Supreme Court of Pakistan used great law. They had, in the ruling, articulated exactly what the flaws of this case were, and really the inherent flaws of the blasphemy law. Those might be that it's a vigilante justice that empowers accusation without proof, and it gives a sense to a mob rule within Pakistan.
Curry said Pakistani Christians are asking believers around the world to pray for peace in their country.
I think they've asked us to be people who are praying for peace in society, for there to be safe places at churches. People are going to be going to church. They're going to be going to worship. Christians are people who stand out in that Islamic society. We pray for their safety.
Psalm 9, 9 through 10 says, "The Lord is a stronghold for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. And those who know your name put their trust in you. For you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you." Muslim militants in the Fulani tribe of Nigeria, Africa, have carried out widespread massacres on Christians in the country, killing thousands this year alone. However, God is also doing a great work in the Fulani tribe. Todd Nettleton, a voice of the martyrs, told Mission Network News, quote, "Thousands of Fulani are becoming followers of Christ," end quote. The government of Canada spent tens of thousands of taxpayer dollars to support Planned Parenthood-affiliated organizations through the Canada Summer Jobs Program this year, reports LifeSite News. At the same time, many Christian and pro-life organizations in the country were refused the summer jobs grants for not signing an attestation in support of abortion and so-called transgender rights. Proverbs 29, verse 2 says, "When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when a wicked man rules, the people groan." Australia's Liberal Party Prime Minister Scott Morrison spoke out against having non-binary gender options on public documents this week as the Labour Party pushes for people pretending to be the opposite gender to identify as such on identification documents. Morrison said, quote, "A Liberal national government will never remove gender from birth certificates, licenses, and passports," end quote. On Wednesday, President Donald Trump said he may send up to 15,000 troops to the U.S.-Mexican border as a caravan of thousands of migrants approaches. Trump said those who do apply for asylum will be housed in tent cities while their cases are being adjudicated. Last night, Secretary of Housing and Urban Development Ben Carson, along with evangelical leaders and pastors, held a special midterm elections call to prayer. The focus of the event was to pray for the nation and its leaders, reports CBN News. In 1 Timothy 2, verses 1 to 2, Paul urged that petitions, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for everyone, for kings and for all those who are in authority, so that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity. So-called developing nations are now casting off norms of marriage. 40% of births in the U.S. occur outside of marriage, up from 10% in 1970, according to a new report from the United Nations. That percentage is even higher in the European Union. The report found that births in the U.S. and the European Union were primarily to unmarried couples living in sin, as opposed to single mothers. And finally, in God's providence, an Arizona woman is alive following a car accident and 6 days in the desert, thanks to the alertness of a state transportation worker, reports the Associated Press. On October 12th, the Arizona woman lost control of her car, crashing through a guardrail and falling down a 50-foot hill. Days later, highway operations technician Zach Morales saw the damaged fence and went looking for the driver. She was injured and dehydrated, but immediately airlifted to a hospital for treatment. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Friday, November 2nd in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.